You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when to turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to our conversation with Dawn Karima. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and oh, I'm so excited to be here today because one of our very favorite people is with us as a guest, and you're here with us as part of this conversation. So we appreciate our listeners, our friends, our guests, every platform, every sponsor, every donor, and we are going to have a tremendous visit today. I'll ask our guest. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, I'm Bethany Johnson. I'm the owner and founder of Bold and Bright Academy and Bold and Bright Academy Online. I'm a mom, an educator, entrepreneur, and I'm so excited to be here today.
Oh, I'm excited that you're here, too. You're so special to us, and we love everything you're doing with Bold and Bright Academy. It's wonderful, and we want all our friends who listen to be able to become part of Bold and Bright Academy, especially online. How do they do that?
You can visit boldandbrightacademyonline.com to check out what we have to offer. We have our on-demand program. We have lots of live classes, too, for kids ages 2 to all the way up to 10 years old. So you can schedule a meet and greet with the teachers to see if it's the right fit. You can watch one of our free classes to check us out there. But yeah, boldandbrightacademyonline.com.
That is wonderful. Well, let's talk a little bit about these live classes, because I think that's something that really distinguishes your platform. You have fabulous on-demand classes, but then you have something really special. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, our live classes. We have classes for preschoolers, kindergartners, all the way up to first grade right now, probably second grade next year. We have small group classes, and they are run by certified teachers who really care about your students. Mm-hmm. We have lots of interaction so they can meet kids from all over the world. We are Primary Pals, teaches all of the first grade standards. We have Play Pals, which is where they get to interact with each other and play games and have fun. We have our Preschool Pals class for our younger learners to get them used to interacting in a classroom environment. And then we have our Neighborly Pals, which is a Mr. Rogers inspired class, and our, Imagination class, which is where you go on an immersive adventure with Miss Angie, involving all of the students, and they kind of help tell the story as they go. So it's a great opportunity to meet new friends, to have them interacting with some new kids, learning their academics and their social skills as well.
Perfect. Oh, how exciting. And you know, a lot of people all year round think about ways to give, especially folks that are far away with all the costs of shipping and postage stamps and all going up. You have something that would make a fantastic gift. What's that?
Yes, we do. We just started our gift card. So if you have family members who are asking what they should get you or your child for Christmas, you can point them towards a Bold and Bright Academy gift card, which they can find at our website, boldandbrightacademyonline.com. And you can use that for any classes you would like to take, your tuition. So the gift of education.
Mm-hmm. And that works for, what, Valentine's Day, birthday?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's so many holidays. And if you really love the moms and dads in your life, you can give them one of these for their birthday or Mother's Day or Father's Day so that they can have a cup of coffee you know, read a few pages in a book while their children are being educated and supervised by certified teachers online. So, I mean, it's a great gift, yes, for children, but also for families. You know,
absolutely.
Homeschoolers will benefit from this, but people who aren't homeschooled will too, because, you know, sometimes parents just need a few minutes and we want them
absolutely.
In a safe environment. You know, we don't want them just surfing the net. You know, we want them mm-hmm. to, you know, be learning something. And what's your educational philosophy? Like, what Bold and Bright Academy, what does that stand for, your teaching philosophy?
My teaching philosophy is that all kids can learn if they are given the right resources and tools. We all learn differently at a different pace and through different styles of teaching. So we like to embrace all of our learners and celebrate everything about them. So we give lots of opportunities for sharing and showing and just kind of learning about each other and accepting each other and all of our differences and celebrating all the things that make us unique. We like to offer lots of support for parents too. In fact, we have a new class coming out, a Happy Homeschooler, that will give you
Yay!
All of the basics for starting your homeschooling journey,
mm-hmm.
which we're really excited about.
Oh, me too. I've finished the first half. We have just about two quarters ready. And
yeah,
I am so excited. I want to say thank you to you, because when I told you my idea for the Happy Homeschoolers class, you were so encouraging. And it just speaks volumes about the kind of person you are and the academic environment you want. Because my inbox fills up. And people ask me about homeschooling and how to do it. And the parents ask me, what should we do and all. And so Happy Homeschoolers is an on-demand course for Bold and Bright Academy that helps the parents. I mean, you've got the best platform, really. I mean, the most wonderful hybrid platform for homeschooling that there is. And we want the parents to be able to make the most of it. Really enjoy it and have fun. That's why it's called Happy Homeschoolers, you know. You know, we don't want homeschoolers who are, you know, asleep and bored and tired and, oh, no, and everybody's just somber. And, you know, we want you to have a great time.
We're stressed out, too.
I think
the thought sometimes for parents is when they're thinking about taking their kids out of school or just starting homeschooling, It's a lot to think about. It's a lot of pressure that parents put on themselves. You know, we want to make sure our kids have the best education, and there's a lot to know about when it comes to laws and just teaching at home in general, you know, making it your own school, you know. And I think I've been wanting to add parent courses to the platform for a while, so when you suggested that, I was super excited, because this is exactly what we need to give parents that peace of mind and the knowledge to feel confident going forward in their homeschool journey.
And that is so considerate and compassionate. You know, you are the type of person that wants everyone to succeed. You just want to see people win, families win.
And yeah, absolutely.
In this day and age, especially, that is very unique and special. You know, that you're willing to include, to widen the net, to welcome people in, to practice hospitality in your educational environment. And that's tremendous. And that's how I see Happy Homeschoolers. We want you to win. We want everybody to do a great job. There's no competition here. You know, there's some schools, private schools or whatever, they have a lot of competition, or everyone's trying for the top grades and all. We want everyone to have the top education that they can have.
Yeah.
We want them to fulfill their potential and achieve as much as they possibly can with their capacity. We want everybody to win. And so that's what Happy Homeschoolers, this new course, is about. You know, we want you to feel comfortable, to have fun, to enjoy homeschooling. We love our children with all our hearts, and we want the best for them. And we want to make sure that we help you, parents, families, caregivers, to give them the best education you possibly can. So I just want to say thank you to you, Miss Bethany, because, well, I appreciate your trust in me and my teaching.
Well, of course. I want to say thank you to you for coming up with the idea and making it happen, because I like I said, I've been looking to do something like this for a while. So you doing it is, I mean, I'm ecstatic, and I'm so excited to add this resource for parents. And I think parents will be very grateful to you as well. So thank you for doing that.
My pleasure. I think it's wonderful. I really am having a good time with it. And, you know, I'm thinking, too, that this is a time, well, any time, but especially at the end of the year, the holiday break, when a lot mm-hmm. of families think about homeschooling. You know, maybe they tried it in the fall, and it just didn't go like they hoped, right? It just, mm-hmm. you know, they went, you know, or maybe they tried public school in the fall, and it was no. And mm-hmm. so the holiday break, the winter break, is really a natural point where many families change their homeschooling perspective, or they shift to homeschooling. Like, they just don't mm-hmm. send them back in January. And so this is a great time for us to talk about what Bold and Bright Academy can do for those families. Like, let's say you're a family and you tried it on your own. You know, you got your McGuffey reader and your chalkboard, and you tried your best. You meant well, and we applaud you, but wow, this is hard. What can mm-hmm. Bold and Bright Academy offer the families who are homeschooling right now?
Resources, community. We have a great group of families who are mm-hmm. all so supportive of each other. I think that's the biggest thing for me that I've just enjoyed so much, is meeting all of these families and seeing how willing they are to support each other, to help each other, to, you know, just really step up when our families need help or guidance. Or so, and it's hard to do this alone. You know, you need the community of people who are going through what you're going through, and you don't need to reinvent the wheel. So we're here to help you with resources, with principals, with classes, with teachers who are willing to jump on a meeting if you're having issues or you need some guidance. And just a wide array of classes, you know, so we have dance class and cooking class. And so not only are you going to get the academics, but you're also getting arts and enrichment. You're getting, we have our parent Facebook group. So I think the community, just knowing that you're not alone in this, and now we have this parent class to kind of guide you on your journey, especially if you're getting started. You're going to be able to watch that and feel more comfortable in your choice to educate at home, and you're going to feel confident in it, because that's what we want. We want you to be able to feel confident in your choice and in your ability to be what your child needs, especially if you've had a rough experience, whether it's in the public schools or any school, or even a rough experience at home. You know, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. There's people who are mm-hmm. there to help, and mm-hmm. you don't need to do everything yourself. We have resources for you.
Ah, oh, you're marvelous. I mean, that is a great answer, and that's just what someone needs to hear right now. There's someone who thinks they should give up on homeschooling, but no, don't give up. Get help. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, if your car
we
breaks
all
down,
need help.
Yeah, if your car breaks down, you don't just leave it by the side of the road and go, well, I guess it's just not my destiny to drive. You know, you get some help. You get someone who helps you fine-tune it, tune up, fix mm-hmm. it, and then you're on your way. And that's wonderful. That's just a wonderful approach. And the community, I can't say enough good things about the community. They are so fabulous. I mean, kind, just kind. Mm-hmm. Really accepting, inclusive. We have children with all levels of ability and interests and grade levels and expectations. And it's just marvelous to see the parents, the caregivers come together and the children come together to encourage each other and help each other. And so there's something else I love, because I believe attitude reflects leadership. And so mm-hmm. your kindness, your generosity, your persistence and perseverance that's what's setting the tone for the community mm-hmm. of parents and families.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice to hear. This has been quite a journey, and the families have just been so supportive. And I mean, it really is incredible the community we've built, because I could not have done it without such a supportive, amazing, helpful, understanding, and like you're right, kind group of families. And so that's really nice to hear, because I do love all of our families so much.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I really do too. And with that, I also want to compliment you on your choice of teachers, because I noticed that the people who teach for you, even the on-demand classes, the live classes, my goodness, you have gold in these teachers. They are so lovely. What makes a good teacher, do you think?
Definitely a passion for what they're teaching and a passion for kids. I mean, I have such a passion for early childhood education, and when I show up to class, even if I'm exhausted from, teaching for the day, and I show up to my online class, they lift my spirits every time. I could be so exhausted, and I get on that computer and I see my students, and it all goes away. It all goes away while I'm teaching them, because it's just, I don't know, when you're in that environment and you're able to be with these kids and see how excited they are to come to class. And it's really an incredible experience. So I think all of our teachers have that love and excitement and passion for making sure that all of our students have an amazing experience, and that they all feel loved and accepted and capable and okay to make mistakes, and just showing them that we're all learning together, because we are, no matter where we're at, we're all mm-hmm. learning, the teachers, the students, we're all there to grow together. And through this, I have grown so much. So, and I know our other teachers feel the same, that it's just been such an awesome experience to get to be in these kids' lives. So when I look for teachers, I look for teachers who are just as passionate as I am. About giving these kids the experience that I wanted when I was setting this up. And I think we have done that. We do have some amazing, amazing teachers. And mm-hmm. I get such great feedback from parents about how much their kids love coming to class. And that's exactly what I want to hear. So our teachers are definitely, they're all passionate about what they do. They're all, they have freedom to teach the way that, their own style, which is, we all offer something different. And so I think giving them that opportunity to shine without all the red tape involved, and I think that's really been a plus for us, because our teachers love coming, and our kids love seeing our teachers, and it's just a great experience for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so as you think about the qualities that make a good teacher, what are some of the qualities that can help parents to be good homeschool teachers?
I think patience is a big one, because we can often get stuck in the thought of why aren't they picking this up, or why aren't I, is it me? Am I not teaching this right? Am I not, mm-hmm. And sometimes, it does take longer to pick things up. And looking back on my own childhood, I think it took me a long time to probably pick up some of these skills. And so just being patient with them and understanding that this is not a sprint. This whole thing is a journey, and they're going to get there, and you're going to get there. And how can you adapt to what mm-hmm. to what fits the needs of your learner? Sometimes I will have this big lesson that I'm really excited about, and I've got all these materials prepared, and then we go off on a tangent talking about something, and I don't get to have my lesson. And I'm like, that's okay, because we just had a great conversation about this subject, and we all learned a lot, so just kind of adjusting your expectations and seeing where the journey takes you. Sometimes you're going to learn something that you didn't even intend for them to learn, and mm-hmm. that's what it's about. It's all about exploring and learning through I mean, conversation, I think, is a big thing. That's one thing you get when you're a homeschooler, is that you don't have to, you know, stand up in front of 25 kids and just, you know, monologue and regurgitate facts. You get to actually sit there and have conversations about these things and go deeper into it. So there's a lot of benefits that come with just the one-on-one instruction. And if it doesn't look exactly like what you thought it would look when at the beginning of the day, then that's okay. You went in a different direction. That's okay. You have the say in what you do and where you go. And if you didn't get to a skill, you can always teach it tomorrow, you know?
Oh, that's good. That's wise advice. And I know that will help a lot of our friends. And that's a great way to talk about the other group of homeschoolers who have decided the holiday break came and they just couldn't bear to send them back for whatever reason. And they're going to start fresh homeschooling. Mm-hmm. What's a piece of wisdom that you would give to new homeschool families?
You know, I see a lot of parents on homeschool groups talking about deschooling themselves and deschooling their kids. A lot of kids have had really hard experiences in public school, and even the thought of school is just this negative experience for them. And because they've had a hard time, I think the parents probably feel the same, that this is just going to be a struggle, but we're going to, you know, try and get through it. But beauty of being able to educate at home is that it doesn't have to look like anything that has come before. You know, you can go outside on your lawn and do a lesson out there. You can take the time, you know, if you're tired, you can rest your body, you know, you can listen to what your body really needs. So you're not just on this go, go, go schedule. So I think getting out of the mindset of, okay, if I'm homeschooling, they have to sit here for a certain amount of hours a day, or we're not doing it right. You know, like that. The beauty of all this is that you don't have to do that. So, kind of changing your mindset on the way school looks, because you're building how school will look in your home and for your child and for your family. So you just have so much freedom, and don't feel the pressure to make your home look like a school. You can make it look like whatever you want.
I love that. Thank you. Because I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right. I mean, you know, deschooling may be a bridge between school and what you're going to do next. And so when you think about these homeschooling families that are going to start, you know, and I certainly hope they'll come to Bold and Bright Academy. It's been transformative for us. It's been amazing for us. It's been really amazing for us. It's just been a tremendous experience. We have so many things that we're trying to do, and we love, absolutely love, Bold and Bright Academy, and we hope that so many of our friends will take that suggestion and really consider coming to Bold and Bright Academy. And we know that Bold and Bright Academy is a place where so many people can find help, find encouragement, and find really wonderful, wonderful people who will love you and your family and help you and your family. Okay, here's the fresh start, folks, or the people who are, you know, thinking about a fresh start. How do they deal with the rest of the world? I have a happy homeschoolers episode coming up about this, but criticism. You know, everybody sits down at the family dinner table and says, well, I'll tell you one thing.
You know,
the pressure to send your kids to school, the pressure to not homeschool, or you're doing it wrong. You know, so-and-so is a great homeschooler, and they're just perfect in what they do. And then there's you. And so how do we deal with that? How do we deal with sort of the criticism or intimidation that right now might be hindering someone from deciding to homeschool?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely an issue that I see come up a lot. So I think you need to prepare yourself for those conversations, prepare to hold your boundaries, and, you know why you're doing this. You know what's best for your child. You know why you're doing this. So make sure that you don't let anyone else's opinions change what you know is right. You know, you have prep yourself. Just like we say, prep the kids, prep yourself. Have some sayings in your back pocket that you practice in the mirror if you need to, that you could just pull out that will kind of maybe stop those conversations in the tracks. You know, this is what works for our family, or we're basing our choices off of, off of current data, off of whatever it is that you need to say to make yourself feel better about what, you know, whatever your reasons are. Put it in a short sentence that will kind of cut the conversation off, and have that in your back pocket. And that's what you can say to, if you don't, need to justify your parenting decisions to anyone else. Just like, I mean, any other parenting decisions, this stuff comes up, you know, a lot around the holidays, I think, because you're getting together with family, and there's going to be things that, you know, your parents might not agree with your parenting, and family might not agree with, but whatever, that's not your issue. That's not your kid's issue. So have some quick sentences planned. You know, this is what works for our family. Thanks for sharing. Whatever it is that, but practice it so you feel confident in it, you know, because you don't, the last thing you want is having to feel bad about your choices for your family during your holiday or during wherever you are, because you know your child best and you know what works best. So just, you know, kind of stop them in their tracks with maybe a sentence or two that you've planned in advance so you feel confident going in. If anyone says anything about it, you're confident in this choice. And thank you for your suggestions, but this is what works for our family. This is what we'll be doing. You don't need to go into big details about why. You don't need to justify yourself. Just kind of say something that will change the subject, I would say. Something confident, that you're confident in yourself and your choice, and thank you, but this is what we're doing.
That is great advice. That's wonderful advice. I think sometimes people do that because they need validation for what they did or didn't do.
Right?
We did it this way. So if you do it a different way, that's like saying we didn't raise you right.
You know? absolutely.
You know, I mean,
meanwhile, things are very different than they were back then for you. Very different. You know, we're living in a different world.
No, that's right. We're preparing them for a different world, but they're living right now in a different world. You know, I mean, you know, wow, things have really changed for good and bad, for good and bad.
Yeah.
And so that's wonderful. That's a wonderful way to look at it. And I think we always can lead with love. You know, oh, I appreciate your concern, but we pretty much leave our decisions about education to ourselves and our, you know, Bold and Bright Academy,
Right? Leading with love. And totally.
But what I also have found, and this is a credit to you and your vision, is Bold and Bright Academy solves a lot of those questions. You know, when parents say, oh, well, he's part of Bold and Bright Academy, or, oh, she goes to the PALS classes at Bold and Bright Academy, they've told me that the criticism stops. It just ends, right? It's a, I don't want to say it's an umbrella, but it is. It's like the rain just stops. And so...
Yeah, that's interesting. That's nice to hear. Yeah, I mean, it does give a. Yeah, I mean, it solves the social issues. You know, they are meeting new friends their age. There are, you know, they are getting a well-rounded education. You know, so
certified
not that
teacher.
You can't get that without us either. You know, but it definitely you can put the blame on us and say, yeah, they're getting what they need. That's okay. We got this.
And it's so beautiful because, you know, at every point we want the families to feel supported and encouraged about their decisions and their choices. And so this is a great thing that, you know, I have help is a wonderful thing. And I think from a tribal perspective all the time, and in a tribe, we don't even have a word for I. And you're always part of a group of people who will help you, and you will help them. And so I think of Bold and Bright Academy that way, that you have help. Well, you know, you never were good at math. Well, good thing Miss Angie is.
Right?
And so when that intimidation comes, you have a place to put it. Oh, no, we've got that covered, you know. Well, they'll never have any socialization. Well, yes, they will.
Yeah. I think virtual learning is becoming much more accepted these days, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it is a way to kind of bridge those fears that people have, because they are being taught different subjects, they are getting socialized, they're meeting new friends and different teachers. So it does kind of squash the fears that people have of, oh, homeschooling, they're just stuck at home with mom and no one else. And, you know, like whatever people think about homeschooling, there's so many more options these days that it doesn't have to look like whatever they have in their heads about, you know, being holed up in a room by themselves for their entire childhood, you know, whatever, wherever that came from, you know.
Yes, it's not the medieval times, you know.
Yeah.
But I do also think it prepares them for this future that we have. And maybe great grandma and great grandpa didn't have the same future, but we do. I mean, the future that we have for our children and grandchildren is going to be virtual. It's going to be online. It's going to be technology based. And, you know, they'll have to learn to use devices in a good way. They'll have to use technology in a good way. And so this is a great opportunity to begin to do that. And one of the other beautiful things about your program is the diversity. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are people who have unlimited funds and they can just fly to every country and make friends there. But for many of us, this is a chance to meet people from all over the world, to make friends with people who are different from us in some way, have the same values. They're aligned with their same core values. I think that's really important. That's why we don't want our kids meeting people in chat rooms, you know. We want them meeting in a safe environment where the people have been vetted and we know who these people are, but they're from all different countries. They're from different continents. They're from different places in the world and cities and states and provinces, and they're meeting each other, making friends with each other. And at some point in their lives, some of the isms, I hope, will be lessened, because early on we expose them to all kinds of people, different races and ethnicities and different outlooks and ideas and religions and all of that coming together to dance to Danny Go videos and learn about core standards of education. I mean, this is wonderful. This is just wonderful.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's one of my favorite things, is that the kids can meet kids from all over the world. It's been it's been so fun for me too to meet kids from, you know, have kids from Australia and New Zealand in class. And it's really fun, and it makes for great conversation too, because they get to teach us all about, you know, what's going on in their universe. And when it's winter for us, it's summer for them. And, you know, there's all these different learning opportunities that you could just throw in just by talking to people who live on the other side of the world, you know?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about that is I see them building real friendships, play dates, birthday parties, and wanting to talk and text each other and wanting to be friends. I mean, real, genuine friendships. It's not like these are people I stare at a screen and there they are. I mean, they're having conversations about Octonauts and Legos and just all these wonderful things, and they're learning from each other and they're building genuine friendships. And so even if you don't homeschool, Bold and Bright Academy is a great opportunity to do that. To say, my child's going to go to to the Play Pals or Adventure Pals or Neighborly Pals, and just learn from other kids, play with other kids, because play is learning, and have fun with other people that we, you know, might never know otherwise. And I think that is beyond beautiful. We've got to go to commercial. And when we come back, oh my goodness, I have been so excited for what's about to happen next, like this whole conversation, because I have a surprise for Miss Bethany. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, oh Lord, and you're gone. come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the war forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans. Who we are. What we miss. To get back to each other. To life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at GetVaccineAnswers.org.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything. But they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny. Or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Save her, let it believe they get on their knees and pray hard, and never look back once the war forgave you.
Having this conversation because I love the teacher that I'm conversing with today. Would you please introduce yourself to us once again?
Yes, I'm Bethany Johnson. I am the owner and founder of Bold and Bright Academy and Bold and Bright Academy Online.
Wonderful. I want to say thank you to you for founding it. You know, many people have ideas, good ideas, but they don't do the work or take the action steps to really actualize them and take them from, you know what somebody ought to do. And whenever I say that, like whenever I say somebody ought to do, I'm always somebody.
Yeah.
But you did the work. You built Bold and Bright Academy. You made it happen. You staffed it. You did the tech. All the things you did. I want to say thank you for creating this amazing learning platform and for including us all in it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. That's really nice to hear. Yeah, like I said, it's been a huge learning curve, but I agree. When I'm also the person who makes it happen, and I'm like, this should be a thing. And then, well, if no one's going to do it, why not me? So yeah, it's been definitely a journey, and I've learned a whole lot about things I had no idea about until I made it happen. So that just encouraged other people who are maybe a little worried about not having the knowledge about making something happen. You can make it happen. There's a world of knowledge out there if you're willing to put in the work and take the risk.
What's the most powerful thing that this journey has taught you?
Probably that I am more capable than I ever thought I was. growing up, I never pictured being the owner or starting my own business, or certainly not an online business, because I was never that great at tech or anything. I'm still not that great at tech. I'm still learning every day. But I think that I can do so much more than I ever gave myself credit for. Confidence has always been kind of a problem for me, but I think I've kind of learned that as long as I don't give up, I can figure it out. And it may be hard and frustrating, but the reward will be so great once I figure out the problem, figure out the puzzle. And I can figure out the puzzle if I keep going. We got grit, we don't quit.
That's right. Oh, that's wonderful. And what is I won't say the most important, because it's all important, but what is an especially important lesson that you want the students at Bold and Bright Academy to learn from you?
Probably the same lesson, that they're capable of doing anything they put their minds to. Because I don't want any of my students going through their lives feeling like they don't have what it takes to do what they want to do. Looking back on little me, I wish I had more confidence back then. I wish I didn't go through so much of my childhood feeling like I didn't fit or I wasn't enough. So I just want them to know that they are enough just for being them, just for existing. We love them because they're them, not because of what they do. We know that they're capable. That's the thing. I want them to know that they're capable, but that they're loved because they are them, not because of what they do. So I want them to have the confidence to go forward and do whatever they want to do, and know that if they fail, they're still loved just the same, and we will help them get back up.
That is a great gift. That's a great gift to our children. That's a great gift to our community. That's a great gift to anybody. And we want our friends who listen.
The world needs more of it.
They do. We all do. We all do.
So
let's get them some. How can they join in and be part of Bold and Bright Academy? What can they do to be in that kind of learning environment for their children and their family?
They can visit boldandbrightacademyonline.com. They can schedule a meeting, a Zoom meeting with our teachers to discuss what they're looking for and what classes would be best. They can purchase a gift card for any family members who they want to give the gift of education. They can watch one of our free classes if they're preschoolers to see if that works for them. Sign up. They can sign up through our website at boldandbrightacademyonline.com.
That's wonderful. Well, Ms. Bethany Mado, thank you for the beyond beautiful difference you have made in our family. Your kindness, your patience, your acceptance brought us from a time of real trauma and real drama into learning and into growth and into peace. You have helped us so much. I mean, from preschool pals to primary pals, you know, our child had a third-party assessment of the first semester of first grade ending and scored second and third grade reading and mathematics levels.
Oh, that's so amazing to hear.
Mm-hmm. And wow. We are so grateful. We are really grateful. I mean, when I talk about Bold and Bright Academy, that's what I talk about. Because you know where we were when we joined. We were going through disaster. We were going through trauma. Mm-hmm. And I was literally in traction and learning to walk again. And you were so kind to us and accepting of us right where we were with all our...
And it's been amazing to watch your little guy grow, and seeing where he is now is just amazing. So it's been a pleasure to be on that journey with you guys.
Mm. And we're grateful. We're just grateful. And then allowing me and including me to teach classes. And my child is the cameraman. he films my classes, and it's just a great thing. And we are just grateful to you and grateful for you. And so my son, our son, wants to have his friends and their mothers have traditional tribal names. Because if you have a name, then you know who you are. Your name is a compass. Your name shows you what you put on your regalia. It shows you what the name the Creator will know you by. And your ancestors will recognize you, and your friends will call you. Mm-hmm. And so it is a tremendous honor in our culture to be given a name. It is a tremendous honor to be given an indigenous name. We have a first name when we're born, and then in puberty, womanhood, manhood ceremonies, we get names again, new names from the elders and people that pray and fast and find names for us. And then throughout our lives, our names can change. Mine changed when I entered the matriarchy. Many, many women, their name changes when they have children or grandchildren, become grandmothers. For many of the men, it's brave deeds or hunting or war or something courageous. For anyone, brave and courageous things can bring you a new name. And so when you request a name for someone, the person naming them prays and seeks the right name for them, what name we think they should have. And so when our son asked me for his friends and for their mothers to have names, I was really moved by that generosity, by that respect and kindness. And so I would like to give you a name, and I would like to give Silas a name.
Oh, my gosh.
We have been in the woods, we have walked in the woods, we have prayed, we have thought this through, because a name is incredibly important and incredibly precious. And so the name that I have chosen as a shell shaker for you is Lahoma, Lahoma. And it's a Choctaw translation of the people. Kind of like we the people, right? And you are always putting the people first. I thank you for stepping up and galvanizing aid to those of us impacted in the regions of Hurricane Helene. I mean, you stepped right up, and the Bold and Bright Bold and Bright Academy families, stepped right up behind you and helped our nonprofit help other people. And we were able to hand out toys and put them in the blessing boxes and fill the blessing boxes and diapers and wipes and baby food and clothes and shoes, because you were willing to give.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so honored. And I love it. Lahoma.
Lahoma, the people.
Lahoma.
And you've always been ready to help the people. You're always ready to help people who are hurting, help people who need help. You've certainly helped me, and I thank you. You've helped our nonprofit, and I thank you. You've helped our region, which is still suffering, but we've been able to help people because of you and because of your leadership in that area. And there's one other thing I want you to know about the name La Homa. It belonged to my great aunt, one of my favorite aunts ever. I sat with her in church, and she was my chaperone as I traveled and did things, and she was a great, great woman, a great lady, a wonderful lady. And she used to say to me, when you have a daughter, you need to name her after me. And I said, you know what? I'm a boy mom. I'm only going to have boys. I'm a boy mom. And she said, well, then you save my name for later, and you give it to somebody who deserves it.
And wow.
So, you're making me cry.
I have met someone who deserves it after all these years. And so please wear your name, La Homa, the people, in good health and happiness. And
thank
our child
so much.
Would like for your child to have a name as well, so that you will never be separated in the world to come. And so we thought about it a lot, and we really, oh, wow, we went back and forth. Oh, my goodness. Still crying about his name, and then we found the exact right name. We found the exact right name. Ushti Waya. Ushti Waya. Which means a little wolf. A little wolf.
Oh, he is a little wolf.
Yes, he is. And the thing about wolves is they never leave anyone behind. They protect the sick, they protect the weak, they protect the vulnerable, and as you care for the people, so will he. As he grows up, he will be a person that cares for people. The wolves travel in pack. He'll always have a community, and they take care of those who are sick or weak, and those that are strong do many brave things. And he will do many
thank
brave
you so
things,
much.
And he'll succeed in
that's
them
everything.
All.
That's everything I want for him. Thank you so much. I love it.
Well, I hope that he'll enjoy his name and that he'll wear it in good health and happiness. So we are very, very happy to give you the gift of names. Of all the things we could have given you, I just have to say I'm so thankful that I'm so thankful to have this opportunity to give you these names, and I hope that you will wear them in good health and happiness always. And I thank you so much for joining us today and having this beautiful conversation and creating this wonderful place for everyone to shine.
Thank you so much. That was really amazing. You got me in my feels over here, Dr. Dawn. So I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you you taking me in too. You've been such a blessing to me. And along this whole journey, you've been, every step of the way, you've been there to give me your guidance and just to be a really great friend. So I am very grateful to you and your little one and everything you've done for me. And for these new names, I feel honored. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. We love you very much, and we appreciate you so much. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have shared with us. The gifts that you have placed in our life. We are always grateful and thankful. And we're grateful and thankful to all of you who listen, who spend this time with us, to the donors and sponsors who give us a miracle every month to stay on the air, and who the platforms and all the people, the engineers and producers and interns and friends and prayer warriors and all of you who, in some way, if you've ever done anything kind for us and for this conversation, we thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we are grateful. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm so glad you joined us today, and I thank you. I thank our guest, and I can't wait until we're all together again next time for another conversation with Dawn Karima. I'll see you then.
Yeah, hold on, cause your girl may save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you. Your girl may save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back once the world forgave
you. You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.